Church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program today. My name is Bob Arthurs. Tomorrow, my name will be Bob Arthurs. This afternoon, I'll be Bob Arthurs. But we're glad that you have tuned in today. This is a ministry of Merit Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida, 32953. If you have a prayer request or a praise report, you can give us a call, 321-454-4263. 321-454-4263. And it is my understanding that kids start back to school next week, and so you need to be on the lookout for that, because over the last 2.5 months, you may have got accustomed to driving through school zones that now would have an impact on your driving record and your bank account if you happen to do that. So remember, as you are driving through those school zones, to be praying for our kids that they would not only learn reading, writing, and arithmetic, but they would also be growing and in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. And so our kiddos will be going back to school, and we pray that they have a better school year this year than they had last year, and that they are a blessing to their teachers. Amen. And so you can be on the lookout for that. This coming Sunday, I'll be preaching on Sunday morning. We will also be having a missionary that is with us on Sunday night, and would love to have you come and be a part of Merit Assembly of God and what God is doing. We want to say thank you today to Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. You might not know this, but being on the radio is not a free privilege. There is a price tag that goes with that, and the radio station has a fundraiser twice a year that covers their operating expenses, such as equipment replacements and things like that. But there is also a cost for every program that you hear on the radio program. And one of the ways that we are able to do that, the main way, is because of the tithes and offerings of the saints at Merit Assembly of God, all of which are people that you hear me talk about here on the radio. And all of these people, we recognize their expertise, their skill, their giftedness. They are professionals at what they do. If they weren't, I wouldn't be talking about them. It is not just because you are a Christian that you are qualified to do a job. You don't want me doing surgery on you. And I'm a Christian. I'm a child of God, but you don't want me doing surgery on you. These people are not only Christians, so they're going to deal with you with integrity, but they are also skilled and trained in the fields that they operate in. Creative AC Solutions is a blessing to Central Brevard County. And if your AC is straining, isn't it a good thing that not every air conditioner goes out at the same time? You know, if you remember when a hurricane comes through, all of a sudden roofers can go from just barely making it to not having enough people working for them to get the job done, because all of a sudden everybody needs a roof. When the hailstorm came through, everybody needed a roof. But because AC units, their houses were built at different times, units were installed at different times, lightning storms came at different times in different neighborhoods, Creative AC Solutions can help you, whether your unit just needs to be maintained, it needs to be cleaned, whether it's got a repair that needs to be made, whether it needs to be upgraded, or maybe you just need to add a little extra air conditioning. They now have these things called mini split systems that if you've got one particular spot of your house that is exceptionally warm, they can come and install one of these mini split systems and cool that area off, and it happens in a very economical manner. So Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. Let them come and take a look at your unit. And I'll tell you, the one thing you don't want a mechanic that is not going to be honest with you. You don't want an air conditioning repair person that's not going to be honest with you. Creative AC Solutions will be both of those things. You know, I had an opportunity one time, and a person said, if you will just tell me a lie, you are going to be able to get by with this. And I looked at them and I said, you know what? I'm a pastor. I'm a child of God. And my relationship with God is more important to me than getting permission from you to do something. That person may have given me permission to lie to them, but God had not given me permission to lie to them. And so I like people who are going to deal with me in honesty and integrity. Creative AC Solutions will do that. 321-759-3284. Let's get to the Word of God today. Today we're going to be talking about transformation. We're going to be talking about transformation. We're going to be in Ephesians chapter 4. We're going to begin reading in verse number 25. And it says this, therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give him who has need. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. So let's look at verse number 26. It says, be angry and do not sin. You know, one of the things that people that tend to have angry personalities will point out is, well, look at the anger that Jesus experienced. Jesus experienced a righteous indignation because of the way that the people were demeaning and defaming the house of God by taking advantage of people. And so his was coming and restoring things back to a right relationship. A lot of times men's anger, women's anger, is used in a hostile manner that is used to attack, to damage, and to wound other people. And that leads to sin. What it talks about here is, if you're going to be angry, don't sin. Don't sin. There tends to be actions that lead to even greater reactions. And you and I, we don't want that to be happening to us. We don't want to give any place to the devil. It says the way that you avoid sinning is to make sure that you do not let the sun go down on your wrath. If you spill something on your countertop, it's a lot easier to clean it up when it is still wet than it is if you wait until it dries, until it permeates the surface, until it damages it. I watched a home improvement program one time, and I'd always been told how wonderful this one surface was, and then I found out that one of the side effects of that surface is it's extremely permeable and can be stained very easily. And it's like, well, who wants that? Who wants to pay a lot of money for something that if it is damaged, if it is stained, there's not anything you can do about it? But evidently there are a lot of people who like that sort of stuff. You and I, we need to make sure that we deal with things in a timely manner, in an expedient manner, because if not, it is going to grow, it's going to be entrenched, it's going to be fortified, and it's going to be difficult to remove, much more painful to remove than what we intend for it to be. So anger needs to be something that is resolved in a timely manner. Now, you can go online, you can do searches, and you will find that people will tell you that this statement is no longer valid. That's what modern philosophy will tell you. I can tell you that the Word of God has not changed simply because some counselor someplace in 2018 or 2017 decided, you know what, I think we can allow that to fester. It's not going to work like that. Things intensify. And so you don't want it to become entrenched in your life, because in doing so, we will give place to the devil. It goes on in verse number 20. This, let him who stole steal no longer. So if you were a thief, but Jesus came into your heart, it doesn't mean that you're supposed to stay a thief. I've got a person that I know that was talking about they were on a bus one day, and there were two people that were talking about how difficult it was, and the other person started talking to them about their faith and that God would bless them and keep them. And he said, you know, take that bike that I've got out there on the front of the bus. He said, I have never had an easier bike that I've stolen than that one there. God just blessed me with a wonderful opportunity to steal that bike. That person is deceived. They're just naive. They don't understand that God is not going to enable you to continue in the sin that was destroying you in the first place. That's not why Jesus went to the cross. And so he says, if you stole, and these last few programs that we're going to be talking about here are going to be about the transformed life. What does God want to manifest in us, and why? We're going to even get into the why. Some people, they don't believe you unless you can provide an adequate why for them. And so I'm going to try and do that. And so here, it is not the will of God for you or me or any other child of the living God to be a thief. He says, let him who stole, past tense, steal no longer, present and future tense, but rather. There is an alternative to stealing. In fact, I will be honest with you, with the way that the economy has been going right now, it's easier and more lucrative to go and get a job than it is to be a thief. If you steal something from someone, it's not going to yield the financial gain that you might think it is. There are companies that are constantly having to raise their wages right now in order to stay competitive, because there are more jobs available than there are people available. Go out. Don't steal from yourself the greatest blessing that God has for you. You were created by God to be productive in society. You say, well, you don't know my skill set. I know this, skill sets can be improved. I told the story at church here not long ago that I was working on a project, and I knew how to do it old school, and that was with a floor scraper and you know, just pounding it with my strength and strategic angles and all of that sort of stuff to get this stuff up off of the floor. And I went down to the tool rental place, and I was describing what I was looking, and I knew that there was a chipping hammer that was available, but he said, we've got a tool that will do that. Well, I'll be honest with you. I had never seen the tool work. I wasn't really looking to spend any extra money. And I didn't know if I would be able to do it. And so I decided, well, you know what? I'll just go home and chip away with my chipper, my hand chipper. And I sharpened the blade and I went at it again. And I did about 2 square feet. And I said, you know what? I'm willing to invest the amount of money that is necessary to see if that thing will do as good a job as what they say it would. And folks, I'll tell you, it was some of the best money I've ever spent in my life. I was able to accomplish in just about an hour and a half exponentially more than I had been able to do before. It was amazing. It was fascinating. And if you've never had a job, if you don't have a skill set, go back to school. Offer to volunteer to do something for somebody. I wanted to learn a skill set one time. And I had a friend that did the job. That's what he did for a living. And I said, would you mind if I came and hung out with you for a day? And so I did. It was something I needed for church. And so I did. There was a person on another time that I wanted to be a better pastoral caregiver. I wanted to be able to help people going through problems better, especially in their marriages. And so there was a person that said, that he had developed a skill set. That's what he did all day long, was help couples in a very large church. And I said, can I have the materials? He said, I'll give you the materials, but only if you come over and sit through a day with me. And so I went and I spent a day with him so I could have that material at hand. You and I, we can improve our skill sets. God surrounds us with people. We are not called to be stealing any longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good. Okay? Work has some really positive side effects. When you do a job, you get to see the results many times at the end of the day. You can see progress. I don't get to see a lot of progress because of my preaching. I've been doing this radio program here now for almost 6 years. I don't get to see a lot of progress. I do get to see some progress. I do get to see some people who visit. I do get a few phone calls, but I don't get to see the immediate gratification that an auto repairman would get or a mechanic might have, a construction worker might get. I don't get to see that. So when I do get to see it in my life, it's like, oh, so that's why people enjoy this so much. You get to see that you made something better that day. Okay? God has something for you that you can be able to do that is good. I've got a friend of mine that I went to school with, played baseball with, that he has a dog that he got from a rescue shelter that somebody said, I got no purpose for you. It's a beautiful collie. Beautiful, beautiful dog. And that dog went from having no purpose to now it's a comfort dog that he takes it to nursing homes and airports. And he, that dog brings great joy and peace to all sorts of people's lives. He's got purpose. Listen, God created you with a purpose. Your purpose is not to be extorting from people or stealing from people, robbing people, abusing people. Your job is working with your hands what is good, that you might have something to give to him who has need. Now, I will tell you this, it is always great to be able to bless somebody. I have been in a situation at one point in time, my wife and I found ourselves where we needed some financial assistance. So if you are at the lower end of the socioeconomic scale, let me tell you, we've been there. We know what it's like to have to go to the health department for your children's health care needs. We know what it was like to be on food stamps. We've been there. But today, I can't buy groceries for everybody that's on food stamps, but I can tell you this, there's hope. I can give you hope. And we still help out the ones that we can help out. But the best thing that I can give you is, you know what, the situation we were in, God brought us out of that situation, transformed our situation. He's taken us from the position of needing help to being able to give assistance. That is a tremendous thing. You don't want to miss that blessing. The Bible says you are going to have the poor always with you. You can help them any time you want. Make sure, though, that if you're going to help the poor, you are not equipping them for their sin, not enabling them in their sin, but you are making it possible for them to break free from their sin. Okay? That's very important. You don't want to keep the person's bondage worse. I had a person one time years ago, and he came up and he said, "Bob, can I have some money?" And I said, I could tell you his name. I haven't seen him in a long, long time. He may have passed away, but I said, "I'm not going to give you money." I said, "Well, what do you need money for?" And he said, "I'm not going to lie to you. I need money because I need some booze." And I called him by name and I said, "You know what? I'm not going to give you money for booze." And he said, "Well, at least I was honest with you." And I said, "And at least I'm being honest with you. I am not going to make your problem worse. I want to give you hope, not give you an anchor. I want to give you a hand up in out of the mess you're drowning in. I don't want to be the person that sinks." But let me go on to the next one. Verse number 29 says, "Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers." Our mouths can be quite the weapon. We need to retrain our mouths to speak blessing, not cursing. And so this word that comes out of our mouth, it's got a purpose for God. And I don't want you to steal from yourself the purpose that God has given you, your voice. I pray that this radio program will be used to help accomplish this purpose that Paul lays out for us here under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit in Ephesians chapter 4. And that is, use your mouth for what is good for necessary edification. Okay? That means that our mouths are supposed to edify people, not to demoralize people. And I will, you know, all of this started by being angry and sinning not. The greatest vulnerability that your mouth will have is when you are experiencing anger, because you're going to want to lash out, and you're going to, if you're not careful, you will say things that you will regret, things that you cannot take back, things you can repent of, but still words that have been spoken out there. You know, their social media is a blessing and a curse, because there are a lot of people who use it in a manner that is not supposed to be used. They want to go out there. And for me, the greatest thing about social media is the ability to not say something. One of the things that I do is I ask myself, is this that I'm about to post, is it going to impart grace to the hearers? Is it going to edify them? Is it going to be received as a word from God? Is it, or is it going to make me feel better and it's going to make them feel worse? There are a lot of people who post things to make themselves feel better and make those who hear it feel worse. But that's not what we're supposed to do. We are supposed to be building each other up, edifying one another, making sure that grace is imparted to the hearers. Do not, let's make it a goal to do not give the devil any more opportunities through improper use of our mouth. But instead, let's use our mouth as an instrument that is going to impart grace to the people who are listening to us. Okay? You know, Pentecostal preachers used to be known as hellfire and brimstone preachers. And let me be very, very transparent. There is a very real hell to avoid. There is a very real heaven to gain. I'm very thankful that I get to go to heaven, but there is also a mission here on earth, a great commission that you and I are called to accomplish. We must step up and do our part. We are meant to be a blessing to other people. You know, I love Merit Assembly of God. We are blessed to be a blessing, and that might come by working and helping others to develop a skill set, so that they can say, hey, I had a guy tell me this one time. He said about this one personality. He said, if a chubby guy from the sticks of, and he named the state, can make it, anybody can make it. So I want to tell you this. If an introvert from Oklahoma can be used by God to bring a refreshing word to people, an empowering word, a word that is going to equip with grace. Grace is not only for our salvation, but it is for the empowerment that we have to live victoriously, accomplishing those things that we were unable to do without the help of God. And so I pray today that the grace of God will be yours, that you will experience the blessing of God, that you will be a blessing, and that you will transform the community around you. You got a great weekend ahead of you. I pray that you will use it for the glory of God, and we will catch you here Monday on the Refresh Radio program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed." So forgive us, Lord, for living. would you